Yes, sir. Shove the Pig's Foot a Little Further in the Fire. Jane Rothsfield and Brendan Power from the album Push and Saw. And I'll play the whole of that later on in the programme, probably at the end of the show. Maybe. We'll see. You're very welcome indeed to a special one-off Christmas Eve edition of the Folk Show, celebrating some new releases which piled up in the shed just as the regular weekly show came to an end. And I thought, these are too good to just leave on the shelf, so I'm going to play them for you now, and I hope you're having a great Christmas. It's foggy and miserable and drizzly here in the Yorkshire Dales, and I believe that Father Christmas is pretty lost in the fog, but that Rudolph's red nose is doing good work. Got to kick off with a track which I absolutely love to bits, Mighty Mo Rogers and Baba Sisoko, from the album Griot, or I think it may be Griot Blues, I think that's how you pronounce it, with their version of a song called Shake 'em Up Charlie. Mighty Mo Rogers, great blues man from the US of A, and Baba Sisoko of the African storyteller tradition of the country of Mali. The two of them got together, I believe, on a tour of Lithuania when somebody spotted them and said, you two should be making albums together. And they have done, and it is a stunner. Anyway, enough from me. Here's Mighty Mo and Baba with Shake 'em Up, Charlie.
Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, Charlie. Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, Charlie.
Shake 'em up. Good time, Charlie. Have you made a government job? A coup d'etat changed everything. Now poor Charlie is living in shame.
Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, Charlie.
Shake 'em up,
shake 'em up, shake 'em up,
that great? If that didn't raise a smile on your chops, there's somewhat up with you. Shake 'em up, Charlie, from the album Griot Blues, or Griot. What do I know? I'm a banjo player. Mighty Mo Rogers and Baba Sissoko, the album. Fantastic. Now, the Folk Music Live event of 2018 is going to be The Transports, the Peter Bellamy folk opera, which tells the story of two young people, two lovers, who are transported to Australia. It's a wonderful story and a wonderful piece of theatre, which did great business touring in 2017 and is going on the road again in 2018. Its cast includes the Younguns, Faustus, Nancy Kerr, Rachel McShane, Greg Russell and Matthew Crampton. It is a terrific show, and their show 2017 was recorded and is out on an album simply called The Transports 2017. From it, this is a song which is a warning to all you would-be felons. If you want to avoid ending up pulling a plough in Tasmania, steer clear of this place. The Ballad of Norwich Jail.
So early in the morning, the turnkey rings his bell. So early in the morning, we wish his soul to hell. So early in the morning, when the night begins to pale, we wonder if we'll ever see the last of Norwich Jail. The food is foul, the air is bad, the company no choice. 'Twould make you scowl to hear that mad old turnkey's rasping voice. 'Twould make you wonder, would you ever live to tell the tale of the hardships and the miseries you've known in Norwich Jail. Our water here is scummy green, our beds is heaps of straw. There's water running down the walls, rats running o'er the floor. There's naught to eat but rotten meat that'd make a dog turn pale. Oh, it's dainty board and lodging when you visit Norwich Jail. So early in the morning, the turnkey rings his bell. So early in the morning, we wish his soul to hell. So early in the morning, when the night begins to pale, we wonder if we'll ever see the last of Norwich Jail. Whene'er we fancy bathing, we paddles in the drains. And when we want a concert, we rattles of our chains. And if we want a banquet, we drink sludge and call it ale. If you want a good time, commit a crime and come to Norwich Jail. Now if you fancy gaming, the race is run by fleas. The stakes are perilously high, a crust of mouldy cheese. The first time that I tried me luck, I nearly lost me shirt. But lucky for me, they couldn't see the bugger for the dirt. So early in the morning, the turnkey rings his bell. So early in the morning, we wish his soul to hell. So early in the morning, when the night begins to pale, we wonder if we'll ever see the last of Norwich Jail. If they'd sent us to America, today we would be free. But since the revolution, that land we'll never see. We are not for New England shores, 3,000 miles away. They say we're bound for further ground, and they've called it Botany Bay. Well, perhaps it's out by India, or maybe near Japan. Just off the coast of Canada, or in the hills of Spain. But wherever that strange land may be, we know it cannot fail to be a far, far better place than stinking Norwich Jail. So early in the morning, the turnkey rings his bell. So early in the morning, we wish his soul to hell. So early in the morning, when the night
We wonder if we'll ever see the last of Norwich Jail. So early in the morning, the turnkey rings his bell. So early in the morning, we damn his soul to hell. So early in the morning, when the night begins to pale, we wonder if we'll ever see the last of Norwich Jail.
The Ballad of Norwich Jail, the assembled cast of The Transports 2017 there, from the album of the same name. If you want details of the tour that's upcoming in 2018, go to our website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through to their particular website. Or if you've got a pen handy now, it's just 3wsthetransportsproduction.co.uk. The Transports Production is all one word, and the details of the tour are there as well. Now, Damien O'Kane is a simply amazing musician. I've been in awe of him for years. He's one of the best banjo players on the planet. I was alarmed to find out that not only is he a great musician, but he sings beautifully too. He's a really inventive man. His production values are something else. He really works and works at a piece until it is polished as any gem. His new CD is magic. It's called Avenging and Bright, and I'm going to play you two tracks. The second one will be later on in the programme, but first of all, here's an instrumental track just to show you how damn fine he is as a banjo player. This is his version of the traditional Irish tune Castle Kelly. Thank you. Damien O'Kane with Castle Kellys from his new album, Avenging Unbright. And there'll be another track from that later on in the show. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk quite fast because the faster I talk, the more tracks I can get in. And I want this to be a two-hour show crammed with about 24 tracks, if possible. So this is the Wailing Jennies from their new album, 15, with Wildflowers. And just listen to the harmonies on this. They are stunning. I think that's dead good, I do. The Wailing Jennies from their new album, 15, with the beautiful song, Wildflowers. Now, Laura Smith and Ted Kemp are two folk singers from the northwest of England who specialise in singing really beautiful versions of traditional songs. This one in particular, I think, is great, from their new album, The Poacher's Fate. It's their version of a song about a pub called the Angel Inn in Manchester, and a soldier is coming down there to gain his liberty and meets the prettiest doxy you ever did see.
It's coming down to Manchester to gain me liberty. I met one of the prettiest girls that ever my eyes did see. I met one of the prettiest girls that ever my eyes did see. At the Angel Inn in Manchester, there is a girl for me. Then early the next morning, just at the break of day, I went to my love's bedside, my morning bath to pay. I kissed her and I cut out her eye, bade her to lie warm. She said, me jolly soldier, do you mean me any harm? Do I mean you any harm? My love is the thing that I do scorn. If you and I in bed with me, I'll marry you in the morn. Before my love for love time, my vows I will fulfill. She said, me jolly soldier, you may lie as long as you will. Our out came on Monday, and on Thursday we marched away. The drums and the bugles, so sweetly they did play. Some hearts they were merry, but mine was filled with woe. She said, may I go along with you, oh no, me love, no. If you should stand on Centenary on a cold and bitter day, your colours are he would fade, my love, your beauty would decay. Your colours are he would fade, my love, your beauty would decay. So stay at home to Nancy, but till she ends of May.
Version there of the Manchester Angel from Laura Smith and Ted Kemp's new album, The Poacher's Fate. Now, I've played this next album over and over again. Ever since Christy Moore sent me a note from Ireland to say he'd just seen Karine Polwart in the theatre in Dublin with her new show, A Pocket of Wind Resistance, and he thought it was one of the best things he'd ever seen in the theatre. How do you describe both the show and the album? I don't know. It's a meditation, a celebration, a prose poem with music, a theatrical performance piece, a one-woman show which explores our lives and their connection with the natural world. It's impossible to describe, but like I said, I've played it over and over and over again as I've been sitting here in the shed, and it is beautiful. It holds together as a complete totality, and there is also a wonderful book published by the poetry publisher Faber and Faber, and it is a terrific companion to the CD. I'm going to play you two tracks from the album, one later on in the show. Right now I'm going to play you Karine's version of The Lark in the Clear Air. It's a traditional melody, and I think it was an Edwardian lady who set words to the melody, and Karine does something very, very different, very, very special with it. The woman who works with her, Pippa Murphy, as a sound designer, and she's done a fantastic job on the album as well. Anyway, enough from me. Here's Karine Polwart with The Lark in the Clear Air.
of Roshi will hear. All my fond heart has to say. I will tell her of my love and my soul's pure adoration, and I know she will hear my voice, and she will not answer.
Just a month since they found each other again in the heather, and the bride, Roberta Syme, takes the hand of her new husband, Will. Her family is not in attendance, and she recalls how her own mother had told her, long before the war took Will away, that a better man was meant for her. But she had waited for him nonetheless.
From a new album, A Pocket of Wind Resistance, with The Lark in the Clear Air. Another track from that later on in the show. Now, Nick Hart is the mystery man of the British folk scene at the present moment. I can find absolutely bugger nothing out about him, no matter how I search. I came late to this album because it was released earlier on in the year, but it didn't reach me until a couple of weeks ago, for some reason. I know not why. The album is called Nick Hart Sings 8 English Folk Songs. They're sung with deep respect and love. The man is deeply rooted in the tradition. He sings in the style of every great pub singer I've ever heard, and I mean that as an accolade. This is an old pub song in the gypsy tradition that's sometimes called Birmingham Jail or Strange Ways Jail, but here it's known as 21 Years on Dartmoor, and this is a stunning, stunning version of it. Is Nick Hart.
The judge said, stand up, boy, and dry up your tears. You're sentenced to Dartmoor for 21 years. So hold up your head, babe, and dry up your eyes. 21 years, babe, is a mighty long time. Just look down the railroad, oh babe, you can see. My comrades are waving their farewell to me. The steam from the whistle, the smoke from the stack. I know you'll be true, babe, until I get back. It's raining, it's hailing, the moon gives no light. Oh baby, please tell me why you never write. I'm stuck in this jailhouse, my heart's broken down. I'd a letter from mother in old Kempton Town. 6 months have gone by, babe, I wish I were dead. I'm stuck in this jailhouse with a stone for my bed. But hold up your head, babe, and dry up your eyes. Best friends must part, babe, so must you and I. Days, babe, I've counted the nights, I've counted the hours and counted the lights, I've counted the footsteps, I've counted the stars, I've counted a million of these prison bars. I counted on you, babe, to give me a break. I know you forgot me, I'm here for your sake. You know who is guilty, and you know it too well. But I'll rot in this jailhouse before I will tell. So come all you young fellows with hearts brave and true. Don't trust any woman, you'll beat if you do. Don't trust any woman, no matter what kind, 'cause 21 years, folks, is a mighty long time.
21 years on Dartmoor, Nick Hart, from his album Nick Hart Sings 8 English Folk Songs, and it is a truly terrific album. Just plain, simple, damn good songs, sung with absolute integrity and connect. Brilliant stuff. On to more brilliant stuff. New album from the India Electric Company is called Seven Sisters, and I saw them recently live with Midge Ure at the Costa del Folk in Portugal earlier on, and I was knocked out by their live show. I always like their albums, and the new one is fabulous. They're terrific musicians and singers, and this is a version of a song which I know as the Shearings' Not For You, Bonnie Lassio, and they call it Take the Buttles, as in the buckles on your shoe. Here's the India Electric Company.
Take the buckles from your shoe, Bonnie Lassio. Take the buckles from your shoe, for your dancing days are through. For your dancing days are through, Bonnie Lassio. Did you mind on Glasgow Green, Bonnie Lassie, oh. Did you mind on Glasgow Green when he played on your machine? When he played on your machine, Bonnie Lassie, oh.
Lovely stuff. Street sounds fading off into the distance there. Seven Sisters is the name of the EP. India Electric Company, the name of the band. And that was Take the Buckles, their version of the traditional Scots ballad, The Shearings Know For You. Now, Mandolin Jack. You're going to have to Google this name. Mandolin Jack. How does a lad from Lancashire end up making films in Hollywood? You will only find that out by Googling Mandolin Jack. He's a mandolin player, as his name implies. He once sang with the same band I used to work with, the Edison Bell Spasm Band, way back when. He's got a new album out called Phoenix in the Ashes, and from it this is a cracking song called Mud Crab Blues.
Me and my cousin out on the creek, trying to catch the muddies for us to eat. Nothing in the net and nothing in the bubble. Mud crabs slide, mud crabs scuttle. But it don't matter to me, it don't matter to me. Only one place that I wanna be, here in the roots of my family tree. Out in the bobcat, floating round wondering where's all the fish at. Well, I wanna get a beer, it tastes so sweet, but you gotta hook one big enough to keep. But it don't matter to me, it don't matter to me. Only one place that I wanna be, here in the roots of my family tree. It don't matter to me, it don't matter to me. Only one place that I wanna be, here in the roots of the family tree. Sitting on the deck, picking the blues to a couple of kookaburras and some kangaroos. Putting on a show for the neighborhood dogs. They find backing vocals from the green tree frogs. They're singing, it don't matter to me, it don't matter to me. Only one place that I wanna be, here in the roots of the family tree. It don't matter to me, it don't matter to me.
only one place that I wanna be. Here in the roots of a family tree.
Mandolin Jack there, riding off into the sunset on his new album, Phoenix in the Ashes, that track, Mud Crab Blues. Now, Kirsty Merrin is a young singer-songwriter based in London. She's just been on tour recently with Show of Hands on their Cathedral tour. She's deeply rooted in the folk tradition with her writing, influenced, she says, by people like Cara Dillon, Seth Lakeman and Kate Rusby, which is a good enough background for anybody, as far as I'm concerned. Here on her album She and I is Kirsty Merrin with a song called Delilah and Samson, which also features the great voice of Luke Jackson.
And I cut his colours free so he might sleep. So he might sleep. And I kept a blade, a sharp blade by me, to cut his colours free. To cut his colours. And all that night I watched his skin to catch a glimpse of the strength within. And on the floor I left the signs. I cut his colours free. I cut his colours.
Two great voices in tandem there. Delilah and Samson is the name of the track, featuring Luke Jackson and Kirsty Merrin from Kirsty's album She and I. And I've got a feeling that that album is going to do very, very well for her. Now, War Horse is the most popular show in the history of the National Theatre of this country. It's been seen by over 8 million people worldwide. Michael Morpurgo, the author, says it's the story of a horse, a boy, and a war. Well, the songs in the show were crafted by John Tams, and Bob Fox is one of the songmen. In fact, I think Bob Fox has been songman on that show far more than anybody else. A new album called A Garland for Joey has just been issued, with Bob Fox singing basically the songbook of the show, accompanied on the album by only his guitar and the Calton Main Frickley Colliery Band. Here from the album is Bob with a beautiful song, Scarecrow.
I see the barley moving as the mowers find their pace. I see the line advancing with a steady, timeless grace. And there's passion in their eyes, and there's honour in their face, as they scythe down the castles and the courts. Blame it on the fathers, blame it on the sons, blame it on the poppies and the pain. Blame it on the generals, blame it on their guns, blame it on the scarecrow in the rain. I smell the smoke of stubble when the harvest is brought down. I see the fire a-burning as it purges all around, and the field is turned to ashes, and the only living sound are the skylarks as they try to reach the sun. Blame it on the fathers, blame it on the sons, blame it on the poppies and the pain. Blame it on the generals, blame it on their guns, blame it on the scarecrow in the rain. I see the barbed wire growing like a bramble on the land. I see a farm turn to a fortress and a future turn to sand. I see a meadow turn to mud and from it grows a hand, like a scarecrow that has fallen in the rain. Blame it on the fathers, blame it on the sons, blame it on the poppies and the pain. Blame it on the generals, blame it on their guns, blame it on the scarecrow in the rain. Fathers, blame it on the sons, blame it on the poppies and the pain. Blame it on the generals, blame it on their guns, blame it on the scarecrow in the rain. Blame it on the scarecrows and rogues and rose, and rose, and rose, and rose, and rose.
Incredibly powerful song there from Bob Fox. The album A Garland for Joey and the song Scarecrow from the stage play War Horse, which tells the story, of course, of a horse that goes to fight unwittingly and unwantingly in the First World War. It's a story of the horse, the boy, and the war, as Michael Mopogo says. You're going to hear a track from Jim Queskin in a moment. Jim Queskin was, of course, one of the most famous jug bands of all, but his new album is called Unjugged because he's not got a jug on it. But before you hear that track, which is called Now She's Gone, I'm going to play you a track from the new album from Lancome. They were known as Lynched at one time, but for obvious reasons, they've changed their name. It's not a great name to have, even though it only grew up because Lynched is the surname of two of the band members, Ian and Dara. As Lynched, they made huge waves when they entered the folk world, and as Lancome, they've gone on to make even bigger waves and a fantastic new album called Between the Earth and the Sky. And from it, this is the great voice of Rady, which at times sounds to me like a completely separate musical instrument. She's got such an incredibly unique voice. Anyway, here she is with What Will We Do When We Have No Money?
Oh, what will we do when we have no money? Oh, true lovers, what
now she's gone, let her go. Let her sink or let her swim. Her love for me has gone like a swallow on the wind. She's gone across the ocean to do the best she can. I hope that she finds favor in some far distant land. Well, she's pretty and she's small, she dresses awful neat. Isn't it a pity she's so full of her deceit? Now she's gone across the ocean to do the best she can. I hope that she finds favor in some far distant land. Now she's gone, let her go. Let her sink or let her swim. Her love for me has gone like a swallow on the wind. She's gone across the ocean to do the best she can. I hope that she finds favor in some far distant land. She loved me a little, like the dew upon the corn. Put it on at evening, then she took it off at dawn. Now she's gone across the ocean to do the best she can. I hope that she finds favor in some far distant land. Now she's gone, let her go. Let her sink or let her swim. Her love for me has gone like a swallow on the wind. She's gone across the ocean to do the best she can. I hope that she finds favor in some far distant land. Now she's gone, let her go. Let her sink or let her swim. Her love for me has gone like a swallow on the wind. Now she's gone across the ocean to do the best she can. I hope that she finds favor in some far distant land.
Jim Queskin, one of the grand old men of the folk scene, with Now She's Gone from his album Unjugged. Amazing voice for a guy of his age. He's, I think, 76, 77, something like that, and still, well, giving it out like a good un. Luca Bloom is a singer, songwriter with a massive, massive following on the European mainland. Dutch listeners, Norwegian listeners, Danish listeners and German listeners to this show will know exactly what I'm talking about. He's not nearly, though, as well known over here as he should be. He is, of course, in his native Ireland, because Luca Bloom is the brother of Christy Moore, as many people over there know, but you may not. He's written many, many fine songs, and his new album, Refuge, is full of such. This is one of them, about as pertinent and up-to-date as it is possible to be. Here's Luca Bloom with Water is Life.
All of the ways, water is life. From the dawn of each day to the death of each night. All of the oceans, rivers and streams, filling our lives up, enriching our dreams. For brother and sister, water is like. Mni wachoni, water is like. The blood of our mother flows through our veins. We poison her rivers and bring her great pain. I pray that our love will soon be unlocked. Tribes have assembled at Standing Rock. For those who have followed, water is life. Mni wachoni, water is life. March of the Black Snake is still in full stride. When will we learn that water is life? When fields turn to desert, I don't understand the silence of women, the blindness of man. For our dear mother, water is life. Mni wachoni, water is life. All of the seasons, may we do right. And for our dear mother, sing water is life. Mni wachoni, water is life. Mni wachoni, water is life. Water is life.
Amen, amen, amen to that. Water is life, Luca Bloom from his new album, Refuge. I'm going to stay in Ireland for this next particular track from a new album from Muireann na Cowlaithe. Muireann, I think, is a woman who, like Dolores Keane before her, touches the very soul of the Irish nation. She's young, she's Irish-speaking, a native Irish speaker from the Dingle Peninsula in County Kerry. It's a place I know and love well. And to me, she represents the new Ireland, young, outward-looking, progressive, and now proud of its own folk culture. She's made a truly beautiful album called Foxglove and Fuchsia, which has only just recently come out. Lots of beautiful songs in it, in Irish, and a couple in English, including this one, the Archie Fisher classic, The Final Troll. Just see what you think of this.
Now it's 3 long years since we made her pay. Sing a whole away. Catches small, sing all away, my laddie. Oh, stow your gear, lads, and button down. Sing all away, my laddie. join the venture and the morning star. Sing haul away, my laddie-o, riding high and empty beyond the bar. Sing haul away, my laddie-o.
From the album Fox Love and Future with The Final Trawl, the great Archie Fisher song. Now, I told you that Damien O'Kane could sing, and I'm going to prove it. This next track from his new album, Avenging and Bright, is a fabulous, fabulous version of All Among the Barley. I challenge you here and now to come up with a better one.
Oh, the barley, speaking well to do. The Orchard Lake, a pack of girls laughing and dancing too. The rye is like a miser, it's all keen and small. And the ripe and bearded barley is monarch of them all. September, the hunter's moon begun, and through the wheat and stubble is heard the frequent gun. Leaves are pale and yellow and kindling into red, and the ripe and bearded barley is hanging down its head.
If it's there, why not use it? You've got stuff in the studio that sounds good. Do it, I say. Avenging and Bright is the name of the album, and Damien O'Kane, the name of the genius behind that song, All Among the Barley. Great version of a lovely traditional song. Now, Jim Page is an American singer-songwriter that I've got a huge amount of time for. I particularly loved his album, Petroleum Bonaparte. I'll repeat, Petroleum Bonaparte, which was about George Bush Jr., and the Iraq War. I've heard this track before. In fact, I think it's the title of one of his earlier albums. I'm not sure. I'd have to go and look on the shelf. In fact, why don't I do that right now instead of sitting here waffling? Give me a minute. P, where are you? P, 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 P. Yes, three albums I've got on the shelf. Petroleum Bonaparte, Head Full of Pictures, and Collateral Damage. Well, this is a new version of that same song, Collateral Damage, which Jim quite rightly says, in a time of Trump, is probably more pertinent now than it was when he first wrote and sang it. Great song. Pin your ears back and listen and think to this.
Loved your sweet country for all of your life, like your mother and father before you. And the land runs deep, so deep in your blood, your flesh and your bone and your sinew. Descendants and ancestors deep as it goes, a relative circle as far as your eye. It can all be undone in the flash of an instant. Mechanical thunder that bruises the sky, bruises the sky. Goodbye to my relatives all of my life. Never again will I see. You won't have a name when they fly the big airplanes. Collateral damage is all you be, all you be. Thank you. a faraway place where the language is strange. They come with their angry machines, and the clouds are in a metal that hurts when it falls, and it shatters the ground, making everything scream. And the children run crippled, the old people hide, the babies are caught in the rubble debris. But the strangers don't know you, you're only a number, underreported on color TV. Color TV. Goodbye to my relatives all of my life, never again will I see. You won't have a name when they fly the big airplanes. Collateral damage is all you'll be. Is more than a number to a baby who now has to grow up on its own. And a grandfather blinded and crippled at his age is more than just a statistical drone. All of these people are human, and humans are more than a footnote. This cynical language of killing is killing us, cut like a bone in humanity's throat. Humanity's throat. Goodbye to my relatives all of my life, never again will I see. You won't have a name when they fly the big airplanes. Collateral damage is all you'll be. All you'll be. In the lonely wind blowing like shrapnel, the sound of the rain, and it's speaking a language you don't understand, but you know what it means just the same. There's no time for innocence, all of that's over now. Don't say that you didn't know. When they come to collect for the damages owed, the collateral may be your own. Goodbye to my relatives all of my life, never again will I see. You won't have a name when they fly the big airplanes. Collateral damage is all you'll be, all you'll be.
Jim Page with Collateral Damage from his new album, A Handful of Songs. I love the way that he's used Woody Guthrie's plane record, Los Gatos, as a sort of generic spur from which he's taken off with that song. Good stuff. He's a great writer. And his new album, A Handful of Songs, is a cracker. Now, I'm going to play a couple more tracks from the new Kareem Polwart album, A Pocket of Wind Resistance. And both these tracks really are to do with things like herb lore and childbirth, the stuff that men don't seem to know very much about. Because in spite of everything today, childbirth is still the same lonely rite of passage for a woman that it always was. Men are rubbish at understanding that. Only women, I think, can really understand the dangers and the beauty and the joy of childbirth. Which is why I think female midwives are so important. I know men can do it, I know men do the job, but in my humble opinion, I think that women understand each other far better than men do. As I say, we're pretty rubbish at that. But let me play these two tracks for you now. I think they're totally and absolutely beautiful. You probably will recognise the second track as the old traditional ballad, The Death of Queen Jane. The first track is called White Old Woman of the Night, which refers to the owl, the barn owl, the white old woman of the night with her great white face as she swoops around the countryside. The second track, Sphagnum Moss for a Dead Queen, is a play on words. Sphagnum moss is a bright green plant that's found out on the very wettest of boglands, and it was used to staunch wounds because it can absorb up to 25 times its own mass of liquid. But first, the White Old Woman of the Night.
The barn owl pretends a birth, a little girl, or otherwise a labouring and labouring. Callich oich eial, the white old woman of the night, skims the bonnet with her wings, and I can't the names of girls. The pulsing within me grows steady and insistent, and every breath is hauled up from a deep, dark place. And we judder down the farm track to the old royal road, to the A&E doors. I falter on the stairs, whooshing, breathing half the sky into my lungs. There were hawks in the hallway, white coats and stethoscopes, muttering, 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 then he push, lass, then he push. There were white coats and stethoscopes, muttering, muttering, muttering. There were hawks in the hallway, then he push, lass, then he push. Two full days Roberta lay in labour in the back room at Currylee, wailing now beyond any beast in the field. Her new mother-in-law attending to her. Will could hardly bear it. A white coat marches in and tries to move my bairn within me, with his bare fist and arm and without so much as gas and air. And a sound emerges from the depths of my belly that I didn't know a human being could utter. Still, my baby will not be moved. They're calling in the anaesthetist and making the theatre ready. There's a cluster of coats at the door.
She wept. she wheeled till she fell into a swoon. And her right side was opened and her baby was
Song of the Meadowlark there, one of the most beautiful of all calls. Finishing that two-track selection from the new Kareem Polwart album, Pockets of Wind Resistance. I've explained it very badly. It really is one of the most amazing albums I have ever heard in all my career as a folk presenter and as a folk musician. It truly is a monumental piece of work, and I urge you to have a good long listen to it. And if you get the remotest chance to see the stage show, do take that chance. Now, I said at the beginning of the programme I'd try to play you the full version of that little tune I used to introduce this look at recent releases on the folk scene. So let's have it again, the whole track this time. Jane Rothfield and Brendan Power from the album Push and Saw with Shove the Pig's Foot a Little Further in the Fire.
Thank you.
I love it. Great stuff. Shove the pig's foot a little further in the fire. And by the way, the pig's foot is a blacksmith's instrument. It doesn't refer to Porky the Pig or Boris Johnson, even. Shove the pig's foot a little further in the fire comes from an album called Push and Saw. Jane Rothfield and the great Brendan Power, the harmonica man himself. And before you write in to the Facebook site or to my show page and tell me that that album came out last year, all I can say is yes, but Brendan only gave it me a month and a half ago. So there you go. And any opportunity to play that guy, and I will take it. Now, Daria Kulesh is one of my favourite singer-songwriters, and I think her song, The Moon and the Pilot, which I've played on this show a couple of times, is one of the greatest songs of the last 10 years. Many of you will know the story of Daria and her background, and the story of how her people were transplanted by Stalin. She speaks Russian, she's been living here for ever so long, and of course is a fluent English speaker as well. Very bright lady, very intelligent, and a great songwriter. She sent me a note with this EP. I'm going to play you a track from now. Dear Mike, please note that the EP enclosed is an exclusive, not for general release, and all the tracks, other than the single, are live studio recordings, not fully produced tracks that are often enjoyed and requested in my live set. Happy Christmas, Daria. Well, this is the single from the EP, and it is available. It's a wonderful story. Listen very carefully to the words. It's described as being Cinderella-like in its form, but it's about a much stronger woman who doesn't need a fairy godmother, but pays savagely and dearly for what she gains in the end. This is Vasilisa.
There lived in Russia a fair young damsel of Vasilisa, it was her name. With both her beauty and her cunning, she earned her fortune and her fame. Oh, Vasilisa, tell me truly, did you know that your heart could kill? The woodland witch gave you the weapon, but to use it was your own will. Oh, yes, to your own will. Your footsteps follow your evil sisters, gave you an errand they dared not try. Go fetch some wild fire from Baba Yaga. They planned and plotted that you would die. Oh, Vasilisa, tell me truly, did you know that your heart could kill? The woodland witch gave you the weapon, but to use it was your own will. Oh, yes, to use it was your own will.
На, куколка, покушай, моего горя послушай. Живу я в доме у батюшки, не вижу себе никакой радости. Злая мачеха гонит меня с белого света. Научи ты меня, как мне быть.
Into the green wood you boldly ventured. Baba Yaga was fierce, it's true, but you had magic, a holy blessing. There was nothing the hag could do.
and in a rage cried Baba Yaga, "Be gone, fair maiden, and don't return. Take what you came for, unholy wildfire, so that your enemies would burn." Kill the woodland witch, gave you the weapon, but to use it was your own will. Oh yes, to use it was your own will. Now you're a queen in a lofty palace.
Vasilisa, Daria Kulesh, her new single from the EP of the same name, and it's available from her website and all good places. Now, Songs About a Train is a new song from a new album by Reg Muros. He seems to do about one a week now, and he sent me a copy of this limited edition album of 1,000. I've got number 114, I think it is. It's basically a collection, or the second collection, I should say, of songs which Reg wrote and then put on one side and forgot about for a long time, and then just thought, oh, I've got a lot of stuff here, why don't I put them out on a little CD, which is what he's done. I've picked out my particular favourite, which I say is called Songs About a Train, because it seems to me to sum up pretty accurately the act of songwriting. What do you write songs about? Women, drink, travel and trains.
You sing the songs of freedom and you sing the songs of love, songs of your salvation and of blessings from above, work songs of the factories, the work songs of the farms, and the lullabies that keep you safe from home. These songs are your confession, and these are the songs of truth, each line a bitter lesson, or the damning words of proof. Revelations of the heart and witness to the brain, purge the soul and ease the pain. These songs about the heroes and futility of war, of unity and protest and of what we came here for. They're songs about the troubles and the struggle and the pain, girls and cars. Songs about a train. There's songs to stir the spirits and to sing the cattle home, while David sings the angels, Nero sings to flaming Rome, and Solomon of love from these stones horizons sing. And we all need Einstein's violin. There's songs of revolution and there's songs of love and hate, of jumping joints and justice and a simple twist of fate. There's honky-tonk and cheating songs and crying in the rain, girls and cars. the song's about a train. Land. There's songs for every tortured soul, for every grain of sand. There's leaving songs and grieving songs of failure and fame, girls and cars, and songs about a train, girls and cars, and songs about a train.
Title track of Reg Muros's new limited edition CD, Songs About a Train, unreleased tracks 2013 to 2017. Good stuff, Reg. Well done. Reg Muros is going to be appearing at the Settle Free Folk Gathering first weekend in September 2018, together with Mary Hale, Church Fitters, and loads of other great people as well. Charlie Dore. It's going to be a fantastic festival, and it's all free. Just got time for two more tracks. Let's have another one from Myron McAuliffe's new album. This is a beautiful version of the song Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier. The clarity of the voice and the depth of feeling, I think, are unsurpassed.
Blame me, crying my fill, and every tear would turn a mill. Johnny has gone for a soldier. In the field, Johnny has gone for a soldier. Shoo, 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 look raw. Me, oh my, I loved him so. Now only time will heal my woe. Johnny has gone for a soldier. Oh, all the
The album that beautiful version of the song comes from is called Foxglove and Fuchsia, and you can find everything you need to know about that and everybody else that's appeared on this show by going to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and all will become clear there. There are links put up there by the wonderful Andrew Service, who did such a great job over the years working on our regular weekly show. Thanks ever so much for listening. There'll probably be another odd show or three in 2018. Remember, there are still 250 shows up there for you to download at your leisure. I've paid a lump of money to the people who run the server, and they're going to keep it up there for another 12 months. That's one whole year, which you can download stuff. And like I say, I will do the occasional show. I've got an idea. I want to do something on a theme, another sort of two-hour show. And I'll probably do a show of new releases when I get a few more through the P.O. Box door. Do have a lovely Christmas and all the very best for next year. And don't forget that as well as having our own particular website for this show, I've also got my website, which you can go to. It's just mikeharding.co.uk. And there you will find a little bit of a shop. So if you want to buy any of the old CDs or books or whatever, there they will be. I'm going to finish with a song which was sent me by Ian Melrose, who lives in Germany. He's a singer, and his partner Kirsten Blodig is also a singer. And the two of them have done what I think is a beautiful version, although I don't understand the words because they're in German, a beautiful version of my own song, Christmas 1914, which celebrates the Christmas truce of 1914, when German and British troops played football in no man's land and gave each other presents and swore not to go back to fighting until the generals made them do it all over again. And by the way, if you want to hear this song in English, you can download a free copy of my version of the song, the original version of the song, from the website, www.mikeharding.co.uk. Take care of yourselves, have a lovely Christmas, and I'll see you in 2018. With a bit of luck, the help of God, and a few policemen, as my grandmother used to say.
Verirrend in der Nacht, alle ihre Waffen schweigen, Heiligabend ruht die Schlacht, Westfront 1914, scheinen alle Sterne hell. Von einem Dorf her, aus der Ferne, erklingt leises Hundegebell. Manche sehnen sich nach Hause, manche singen sich ein Lied, rauchend spielen sie die Karten. Ausgelöst aus Reih und Glied, plötzlich vor der deutschen Linie regt sich was im Niemandsland. Ein Soldat betritt das Schlachtfeld mit weißer Fahne in der Hand.
Sein Signal heißt Weihnachtsfrieden. Weinen, lachen, bricht die Ruhe aus den Gräben durch die Sperren. Strömen Gegner auf sich zu mit dem Besten, was sie haben. Reichen schüchtern
teilen sich die Weihnachtsgaben im Mondschein überm Niemandsland. Dann am ersten Weihnachtstage tobt nur eine Fußballschlacht, britische und deutsche Truppen kämpfen friedlich um die Macht. Mitspielt später Bayerisch Polke, Tommy teilt sein Corned Beef und sie zeigen sich die Fotos ihrer Mädchen und den Brief. Noch 4 Tage währt der Frieden, die Waffen ruhen Tag und Nacht. Keiner will noch einmal kämpfen oder töten oder sterben in der Schlacht. Weit bis hinter ihre Linien zieht man Fritz und Tommy ab, schickt für sie und all die anderen frische Truppen vor im Trab.
Vom Rand entlang der Schützengräben steigen Leuchtgeschosse auf, Männer halten ihre Waffen, warten auf den Angriffslauf. Westfront 1914, auf Befehl beginnt die Schlacht.
Und für viele Abertausend Fritz und Toms die letzte Nacht.